Okay. Today's stuff, I am Gimel. We're behind. We're on I am Bays. I'm in Bays. We are 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down in the wide lines. We're a little behind. We will catch up. Hopefully we'll catch up today. And my goal is to finish the Perek, which is the end of the daf today. We'll see if we can pull that off. Here we go. Yosef Reb Zeira, Reb Shmuel Bar Reb Yitzchak. Reb Zeira and Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak were sitting. Akila Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, in the hall of Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. V'yasvi v'ka Amri, they were sitting, and then someone said, Amar Shem Elakish, Nischalif lo shpud shel noser b'shpud shel tali. If a noser shpud, which means a spit, which means meat, meat got mixed up. You accidentally ate noser, you thought you were eating tli, kosher, and you accidentally ate noser. V'achl, you ate it, chayev v'chayev. Why should you not be chayev? Right? Why are you chayev? Why you chayev? Because what you can't say tov v'dvar mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. Eating noser is not a mitzvah. So what'd you do? An aveira. Right? You can do a mistake. For example, you did the wrong baby on Shabbat, at Mila. At least you did a bismillah. You did a mitzvah. Here, you didn't do a mitzvah. You did an aveira. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ishto nida bal chayev. If you have relations with your wife, not knowing that she's a nida, you're chayev. Yevimto nida bal pater. But if she's a yevama, then you pater. Gemara's going to ask what's the difference. Okay. Ikedi Amri, others say, kol shkein, for sure, behahi, in the case of the shpud, in the case of the meat, the mechayev, to lo asa mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. Eating noser is not a mitzvah. It's an avera. Rashi says, she ain't a little up where we are. The ain't bo shame lachluch is mitzvah. It has no smattering, no, nothing of a mitzvah. Aval hacha, okay, skip that. The is the amri bahi putter. Others say no. In the case of the shpud, in the case of the meat, you're putter. My time of why? Hasam, by the case of the nida hu dahav l'shule. You should ask her. By the way, are you a nida? You should ask her. Aval hacha, but in the case of the no, sir, lo havel l'shlui, don't ask. Who are you asking? Don't ask. Lo, you would not be chayef. Rabbi Yochanan, ma'ishna yevimto dik'avad mitzvah. So how come a yevama, we said it's potter. Why is it potter? Because l'chor, you're doing a mitzvah, right? So ishto nami dik'avad mitzvah. The ish, your wife, you're also doing a mitzvah. You're being with your wife, it's a mitzvah. The answer Gemara asks, no, but ishto mi'uberet. No, your wife was pregnant, so she's already pregnant. So what's the mitzvah? There's no mitzvah, she's already pregnant. Waiting, we have to wait 9 months. There's no mitzvah. So the Gemara says, v'ikka simchas ona.
Why don't you use the same one with the event, the same exact answer?
Which is?
She's pregnant. The first time.
No, because we're assuming it's the first time.
I understand that.
So how can your wife is a problem, it's not a problem?
You get to
the wife is pregnant.
Just to the case and loaded the case again.
The Gemara is going to give an answer in a minute. Va'ikka simchas ona. What about simchas ona? You still have a mitzvah to be with your wife at the time, right? So shlo b'shas ona, wasn't that at that time? There's no mitzvah. Amar Rava chayav al smach ishto b'dvar mitzvah. So what? There's still a mitzvah to be with your wife. Listen to this Rashi. This Rashi, you don't have to repeat this Rashi at home. Rashi says, l'sameach es ishto afilu shlo b'shas onasa. Even if it's not at the time of the ona, in roe, if you see shemetz avisa, that she was interested. She's interested in you. Right? And what if she's not interested in you?
This is usually.
Right? What if she's not interested? If she's interested, then you have a mitzvah. Right? Anyway, the answer is, Samoch Levesta. It was close to the time when she's going to be in Nida. And then you have no interest. You have no mitzvah to go be with Sameach or when it's Samoch Levesta, and you're going to run into you can run into potential problems. There's no mitzvah like that. Ihachi Yevimto Nami. So at the end of the day, what's the difference between Yevama and Anida and your wife? The answer is, listen to this. Yevimto buzzes mine. Ishto lo buzzes mine. A Yevama, she didn't become your wife because you wanted her to. She became your wife because your brother passed away. So you took her in. So you don't have the same kind of relationship with her. So you're not familiar with her. You really can't go over to her. By the way, are you Anida? You don't have that kind of relationship. It's awkward. If you don't say anything. Your wife, you go ask her, what's the story with you? Right? Your wife, you're much more comfortable. Therefore, the devam is a different halacha. Therefore, you're potter. Because it's like, no, sir. You couldn't, you don't have to know to ask. Well, you can ask her, you can't ask her. You have no, you're not really, you're not close to her, you can't ask her.
That's the first time.
Even still, so why don't you ask her? Why don't you ask her? The answer is, because you're not comfortable with the ask her. You can't ask her. It's awkward. You're not close to her.
Okay. Do
what? There are some svardim that still, I don't know, today in 2013? Okay. Now, Rabbi Yochanan, who said that if you have relations with your yavam or your potter, who's that going like? Come on, Elam akir Rabbi Yosi. Is it Rabbi Yosi? Did not Rabbi Yosi Omer Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag? If the first day of Sukkot Shechal Yos B'Shabbes falls out on a Shabbos, V'Shachach, and somebody forgets, V'Hosi has lulav L'Rishus Rabim, and he carries his lulav into the street. Potter is potter. Why? B'Nei Shemotzi B'Rishus, because he thought his mutter. In other words, Tavid Var Mitzvah. That can't be right. Dilma, the answer is Shiny Hassan. Maybe there it's different. It's Mano Bahal. Because it's so busy at the time of Sukkot's first day. See, we can give him an out. So, Rabbi Yochanan's Heter for Yavama can't be based on that. That's because you're so excited. It doesn't really apply to Yavama. I don't know why not. I don't know. Ella, Rabbi Yeshua de Zvachim. Maybe it's the Rabbi Yeshua of Zvachim that we did yesterday, where he said with the whole, with Karbanos, he said it's good because Tom Darmin. Philip Mahasim Nami's man of Bahal. Oh, same thing over there, because his man is Bahal. El Rabbi Yeshua the Tinokos, with the babies. Hasam Nami's man of Bahal. It's all the same thing over there. El Rabbi Yeshua the Tuma. Rather, it must be the Rabbi Yeshua of Truma. Ditnan. Hayochal Betruma. Somebody's eating Truma. Vinodash who ben Grusha ben Chalutza, and someone tells him, by the way, look at this newspaper article from 30 years ago, what your father did, and what does it say in there? Father admits it, and turns out he's a ben Grusha, so he's really not allowed to eat truma. So Rabbi Elazar machayev kerem chomesh. Rabbi Elazar says he's chayev. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Rabbi Yeshua poter. Why is he poter? Because Tov Var Mitzvah. I didn't know that 20 minutes ago. I sat down for my meal. I didn't know that. So I thought I was allowed to eat truma. I thought I'm a regular kohen. So Dilma, that can't be right. Dilma, kidder of Bibi Barabaya. Maybe we could say that this whole discussion is like Bibi Barabaya. Damar or Bibi Barabaya, betruma be'erev Pesach. Maybe it's truma on erev Pesach. Is mano bal, which has the same out of mano bal. Erev Pesach, you got to eat this before it's chametz. You got to eat it fast. Inami or shiny truma. Truma might be different. Ikri avoda, because truma has the status of avoda, va'avoda rachmana achsher, and avoda the Torah said is kosher. What does that mean? The Torah said is kosher. Did not hayom and umakriv. Somebody's makriv karbanos u v'noda shu ben grusha ben chalutza, and he discovers he's a ben grusha ben chalutza. So what happened? The guy's 35 years old. So what about all the karbanos he's brought in the past years? All those karbanos have to throw out the window? No. So call karbanos kul jehikriv al gabi hamizbeach psulin. That's Tanakama. Yes, every carbon he ever brought is possible. Retroactive. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, no, Machshir. No, they're all good. Why? V'yamrin, in my time, Rabbi Yeshua, why? Tichsiv. Baruch Hashem Chelo, this is a pasuk in Zot HaBracha. Ufolo Yadav Tertzeh. So, what do you see? That it's all good in the past. Yeah, going forward, it's no good. No, going forward, it's Ben Arusha. But everything that happened in the past, it's all good. Okay? So too, Truma, everything he ate in the past is all good. There's not to be covered any of that. It was Tov Dvar Mitzvah. Now, Utruma Hecha Ikri Avoda. How do you know Truma is called Avoda? The Tanya, Maisib Reb Tarfon. There was a story with Reb Tarfon. It's a difficult story. Shloba Emeshel Beis HaMedrash. He didn't come to Yeshiva one night. L'Shachmet, the next day, Matzi Rabban Gamliel. He bumped into Rabban Gamliel. Amrulo, if they might love Basel Beis HaMedrash, how come he didn't come last night to the Shir? Amalo, avoda about it. I was doing avoda. Doing avoda. Amalo, called Vrecha in El Divrei Tmiya. You don't make any sense. Doing avoda? Avoda, Bismana Zeminai. What kind of avoda are you doing? There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's been destroyed. What do you do about avoda? Amalo, no. Hare Omer, it says, avodas matana. This is a pasuk in Bamidbar. Avodas matana etenes kuhunaschem vazar karav yumas. Asu achilas chum rigvulin kavodas Beis HaMikdash. Eating truma is like avoda. What do you see? It's like avoda, and therefore, with the kohen eating truma, and if he finds out that he's a ben gerusha, it's all okay. Okay, that ends that gemara. Now we said shachto shalola ochlov. If somebody shechts a carbon for people that cannot eat on Yud Dalid that falls out on a Shabbos, who can't eat? Old people, sick people, they can't eat. We said you chayav achatas. Why? Because you just are. Because you can't do anything with this carbon. This carbon doesn't have any eaters, and therefore you chayav achatas.
The chabur of
non-eaters. The entire chabur is non-eaters. So pshita, that's obvious, no? Kivan, the hasam patzel. Since in the first mishnah of this parak we said that that's a pasul chabura, so then hacha chayiv. Then if that is brought, you're going to be chayiv on Shabbos for bringing an animal, for killing an animal. The Gemara says, right, we should have the tani seif a pater, tani reisha chayiv. Because in the seif, we wanted to say that your pater in the seif is the case where half are eaters, half are non-eaters. You're pater for that. So we throw the case in the reisha, even though it's nothing new. It's not news. Hanami pshita, that's also pashat. The second case. Why? Mishum dehasam kasher. In that mishnah there, in the first mishnah of the pesach of the parak, we said that if you have a chabur of eaters and non-eaters, that's a kosher carbon. Why? Because the eaters, they're eaters. They save the non-eaters. So you have a bunch of people, a bunch of neighbors, and some 100-year-old man who can't eat anything. That's okay. It's not a pasul chabura. Acha pater. So then if you do that, the carbon's pater. You pater. You didn't do anything wrong. Gemara says, you're right. Ella, I did the Tana Shachat Shalol Lishma B'Shabbos. Tana Nami Shalol Lishma La'ochlov.
Why did they put
it on
Mutter? What?
Because it might not be the ideal thing to do. Why are you including non-eaters?
What do you do?
You tell the guy, listen, you're an ones. You're an ones. You're a chola. You're not a chuyif to eat. You're an ones.
Try to be inclusive.
What? Inclusive in what?
I mean, great-great-grandfather. There. The home. True.
Anyway, El Aydi Tani Shachto Shalol Lishmo B'Shabbos. Since we mentioned Shechting Shalol Lishma, Tani Nami Shalol Ochlov. Now Haguf Olamali. Why do we mention that? The answer is Mishum Dekabay Leflugi Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua. We want to get to the Machlokas of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, which we spent a lot of time yesterday. That Machlokas is about if you shecht the wrong. If you shecht an animal, a different carbon, for the carbon Pesach, and it could be the carbon Pesach, are you chayev or not? Rabbi Eliezer said you're chayev, and Rabbi Shua said you're not chayev. Because of that, we mention all these other things that are not chedushim. Okay. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinana Livrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinana said to his son, Ki azos lekamed Rav Zerika, when you go visit Rav Zerika, boy minei ask him, L'divya omer hamakalkal b'chabur potter. If you hold that if you're mekalkel on Shabbos, there's a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos that every malacha you do has to have a positive tikkun to it. So, in other words, if you're killing a bug because it's annoying you, that's not a malacha d'oraisa. Killing is a malacha d'oraisa, but what kind of positive tikkun is that? That's not annoying you? So it has to be a positive. How can it be? I want to eat the meat. I want the hide. Some positive. Now, there's also a malacha, it's probably a told of killing, which is called making a wound. So if you punch somebody because you don't like the guy, what kind of positive ticket is that? So chabura, making a wound, is almost always pater. The only way it's going to be chayiv is if you can find some positive ticket. What positive ticket can you find? So Rashi says, what? Yeah, so Rashi says, makalka b'chabura. Ha'ose chabur b'shabbos. If somebody makes a wound, likil kala, to ruin something, meaning she'eno misakin, there's no tikkun here, putter, it's putter. Ve'ein chovel chayiv mishum shabbos, wounding something, somebody, you're not chayiv for that on Shabbos, ela shochet, except for shochet, shemisakin, which has a positive result, o chovel b'behema, or sometimes you ruin an animal, you punch an animal, v'tzarech l'dam, you want the dam, la'achilo l'kalba, to feed it to your dog. It's dog food. Otherwise, how else can punching somebody be a positive result? How could that be? How could killing that doesn't go anywhere be a positive result? In other words, right? In other words, look at the next line. Shachto shalo le'ochlav. If you shecht something for non-eaters, what did we say? We said you're chayev. What are you chayev for? For killing. What's the positive tikkun of killing? Nobody can eat it. What's positive about it? It's like swatting a fly. What's positive? Ma tikkun. What's the tikkun? You hear that? What's the tikkun? So the Gemara answers, tikkun. This is a very hard answer, hard, difficult answer. Well, tikkun im olo yardu. The tikkun is that if you actually went through the procedure of putting it up on the mizbeach, the emurin, you don't have to take them down. Some karbanos, even though they're mistakes, they can stay up there on the mizbeach. All right, it's up here. It's okay. This is a mistake like that. So therefore, there's enough of a tikkun to make you chayav. The tikkun is that if the meat was put up on the mizbeach, it could stay there. That's a ticket of that. That's a ticket on the animal. That's a kula in Hilchas mizbeach. That if it goes up there, it could stay there.
Yeah.
Kind of like a funny ticket.
But it improves the animal.
What?
It improves the animal.
It improved it? Or bidyevet, we let it stay here.
No. Once it's up there, it's an improvement for the animal.
Why?
Because either it's food or it's a carbon, which is better.
No, well, the animal, you can't eat the rest of the carbon. Yes, just if you put some meat up on the mizbeach, it's allowed to stay there. That's considered a tikkun. It's a difficult answer. Now, shachto v'nimtza balmum chayiv. And again, we said if you shecht a carbon pesach, and lo and behold, you found a mum chayiv. Again, ma tikkun. What's the tikkun? What kind of tikkun is that? Right. The answer is, we're talking about a specific kind of mum. Tikkun, bedukin sheba ayin. It's only a mum of the something in the eye. Va'aliba Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Akiva, who says it's such a small mum that the im alu yodu. If it goes up there, you don't take it down. So again, that's the tikkun. Now, shachta v'nimtza treifa b'seisar. We said if you shecht an animal and you find a treifa hidden treifa, potter, you're potter. Habagalui. But if it's an open treifa, like what? The animal's walking around with half a brain, it's going to die soon, then, chayev, you're chayev. Again, my tikkun, what's the tikkun? Tikkun is, lahotzi midei nevela. The halacha is, if you shecht an animal, even if it's a treifa, but you shecht it properly, it doesn't become a nevela. Which is other kinds of problems, and other tuma. So at least it saves the meat from being a nevela meat. That's a tikkun.
Yeah, but before you did anything, it was also fine. Before you did anything,
but it was alive. It was called alive.
Exactly.
Maskif la Ravina, Hadatanya Hashochet, Chatos, Bishabis, Bachut, La Vorazara, Chayavale Gilmo Chatos. If you shecht a Chatos on Shabbos, outside the Beit HaMikdash, for Vorazara, you chayav three times. What three times? Chil Shabbos, Shchitas Kachim Bachut, and Shchita L'Shem Vorazara. Again, Matik, what's the ticket? What kind of ticket is that? This answer could answer your question. You've removed it from Eivir Menachai. It's not Eivir Menachai now. It's not Eivir Menachai. Before it was Eivir Menachai. Now it's dead, so it's not Eivir Menachai. Okay. Now we.
Once you're taken to that Vajzara, Eivir Menachai?
Yeah, you're not over Eivir Menachai. You're going to be put to death for worshipping Avodah Zarah, yeah. But at least the meat is not going to be Eivir Menachai, right?
You have that answer for every
animal.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time you kill an animal,
what? Then we said, shachto vinoda. If you shechted the animal and you discovered that nobody's registered in this animal. Everybody withdrew from this animal. Right? So there's no owners here. So what happens? So the halacha was, if that happened, your pater, why? But you didn't know that. You didn't know that. At the time you shechted, you didn't know that. So you're putter. Now we're going to go into a whole other topic over here. Amar of Huna, Amar Rav, Asham Shenitek L'Ri'iyah, in Asham that has been designated for pasture. The halacha is that there are five animals, let's say by a chatos, there are five Rashis, big Rashi here, we'll go through the same time. There are five animals where an owner cannot bring this carbon chatos. For example, Let's say the owner designated a chatas, and then he lost it. And then he brings another chatas, and then he finds it. So what do you do with that chatas? You have to kill it.
Which one?
The one you found. Well, the second one you brought. Then you find the first one. So what do you do with that animal? Most times you let it go out to pasture, then it gets a mum, right. and then you sell it and take the money and buy a carbon. Here you have to let it die. You lock it in a room and you let it die. There are five animals like that. The Gemara learns through different drushes that those same five animals, by a chatas, by an asham, you do have to go pasture. Those five animals, by an asham, you have to go pasture. So there's an animal that's waiting to be pastured. It's waiting to be pastured. It's nitak l'ri'iyah. It's waiting to be, it's sitting in the pasture, waiting for a mum to happen. V'shachto stam. And you went ahead and checked it. You went ahead and checked it. Why'd you do that? Because you forgot. Kosher l'ola. It's good for an ola. Why? Because you were waiting for it to get a mum anyway. And when it got a mum, you were going to sell it. And what were you going to do with the money? Lo and behold, you were going to buy an ola. So at the end of the day, what did you do already? That you did the wrong thing. Because the halacha is that an asham that is not available for this owner should get a mum and sell it and use it for an ola. But if you didn't sell it and use it for an ola, and you brought it as a carbon ola by itself, it's okay. It's okay. Alma, what do you see from here? Kasavar, that we hold lo boy akira. That you don't have to actually verbally uproot this designation. Happened automatically. Ihachi, if that's the case, kilo nitiklam nami. Right? Then even if it's not designated for ri'iyah, why can't it also be shechted as a chatas? As an ola? So the Gemara answers, gzeiro l'achar kapara atu l'fnei kapara. Because then we're going to be afraid. The only reason this holds true is because you had another animal. What if you don't have another animal? If we allow you to check the asham, the carte blanche, whenever you want, then you know what you're going to do? You're going to have an asham. You know what? I'll find a better asham. I'll make that into an ola. Now, you have no right to do that. But because of that gzeira, we make you first go to pasture. If you didn't listen and you didn't go to pasture, okay, but yeah, but it's okay. When we're not timra, and how do we know we make such a gzeira? Ditnan. Asham shemesu bailav, and asham, the owner died. Oh, shenis chapru bailav, or he got his kapara from some other animal. Yira achi yistoiv. You have to wait for it to get a mum, right? Those are two of the five cases. V'yimacha, you sell it. V'yiplu damav l'nadava. And you let the, and then with the money, you go buy an animal. Go buy a carbon. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. No, yamas, it has to die. Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's no difference between asham and chatas. They both have to die. Rabbi Yeshua Omer. No, yimachar. V'yavi b'damav ola. And you, with the money, you buy an ola. Gesundheit. B'damav in. With the money, yes. Avol b'gufo, lo. But the guf, no. The gazar, la'achar kapara, atu lefnei kapara. Because we do make that gzeira. If we don't make you sell the animal, then you're gonna change the designation without a kapara yet. That's a huge problem. So therefore, since there's a chashash, we'll do it before the kapara, we made a gzeira, you can't do it. Now, if Pidi Evan yishacht it, we're going to say it's okay. But the chachila, you can't do this. Eizvei Reb Chistel Rav Huna. Shachto, yishechted, v'noda shemoshchu bailam es yadam. And then someone tells you, by the way, there's no owners here. Every single owner withdrew from this carbon. When you shechted, it had no owner. V'tani Allah, and we learned about that b'chol, if this would have happened on a weekday, ki hai gavna, in this case, yisareif miyad. You'd have to burn the animal. You'd have to burn the meat. Why? Because there's a psul. What kind of psul is there? So we're going to see in a minute, there's two kinds of psul. You can have a psul in the animal itself. For example, piggle, tame, that's a psul in the animal. Then you can have some outside psul. Like what? Like there's no owners. It's not a psul in the animal. It's a psul in the circumstances. The circumstances created a psul. Not a psul in the animal. Right? So the halacha is that it's a psul in the circumstances. You don't burn it right away. You're not Yusuf Miyad. So why here Yusuf Miyad? Why? So I armet b'shlomo boy akira. Well, if you require akira, hi pesachu. It's a pesach. The kivun de lesle bailim, and since there's no owners, have a psul begufo. Dude, that's considered a psul in the guf of the animal itself. Amtu lahachi yisarf miyad. That's why you burn it right away. Eli I armet lo boy akira. If you don't require akira, then what happened? The moment the last owner withdrew from the group, you didn't know that, but he knew it. This animal doesn't have any owners. What happens? It automatically it turns into a shlamim. How? Magic. There's no owners left in this. This can't be a Pesach. Does anyone have to stand over it and with a ritual? Okay, we are hereby removing the designation of a chatas and we're changing it. You don't have to do any of that. It happens automatically. The minute the last owner withdrew, no more at. What is it? It's a shlamim. So psulam mishomai. What's the psul? What's the psul? It's only one psul. And what happened? The owner, the kohen didn't know that. He didn't know all the owners withdrew. So what did he do? He shachted it. What psul did he do? It's only one psul that he did. Psulo mishomai mishom davar acher. What's davar acher? You know what he did? Listen to this one. He shechted an animal after the Karban Tamid. He shechted a non-Pesach after the Karban Tamid. You're not allowed to do that. Nothing can be shechted after the Karban Tamid except the Karban Pesach. This is not a Karban Pesach. There's no owners. So what did he do? It's a mistake. It's a mistake in the goof of the animal? No. It's a mistake in Hilchus Karban Tamid. Right? The Kashachet Le'achat Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim. He shechted it after the Karban Tamid of Ben Harbayim. So ibur tzura boy, that requires, what you do is, you leave the meat sitting over here till it's rots, and in the morning, there's no refrigerator, you burn it in the morning. You don't burn it now, in the morning. Ditanya, zaklal, kol shapsula begufo, anything possible in the goof itself, what's that? Rashi says, kigon, pigol, noser, tame, yotze, you take it outside, yisarf miyad, ve'etar lahamtin. Right? Yisarf miyad, says the Gemara. Bidam ubibailim. What does it mean, the dam ubibailim? Says Rashi. Kigon, for example. Nishbach hadam. The blood spilled. It's not a psul in the goof of the animal. That's a psul, and you're clumsy. Right? Or, ukigon, Pesach, shemesu bailim. Pesach, where everyone died, the owner died. Onitmu achazrika. Or they got tame. The achsha of Pesach, kashivu. There's nothing wrong with this Pesach. Ella, she'en lo ochlin. That doesn't have any owners. Doesn't have any eaters. So if that's the case, to ubar to rasso, you let it turn bad, the meat has to rot, the yashal beis asreifa, and in the morning go take it out and burn it. Right? So the question is, why did we say burn it right away? Why? Ella, lo tame, so we have to, so that's a very good question. It's such a good question, we have to change the case. Ella, lo tame, don't say that this was a statement of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, right? It was a statement of Rav Huna Marav. Yes, Rav Huna Marav started off this whole discussion. So lo tema, don't say shachtu stam kosher l'shomola. Don't say that it was shachted stam. It's kosher for an ola. Ela ema say. Shachto l'shum ola kasher. He shachted it as an ola. Alma boy akira. How do you do that? The only way to do that is to make an akira. Okay? Ul Rav Chir Bar Gamda de Amar Nizrika v'chabura v'amri. And according, what about Rav Chir Bar Gamda who threw out this question to the chabura v'amri and they said, and we say like this, Kigon, for example, shayabailim tamei mesim. Shari Bailim Tamei Mesim, that all the owners became Tamei Mesim, Vinidachin LePesach Sheni, and they all got pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Therefore what? That's his explanation. Not that didn't have to change it. What happened was not that everyone withdrew. That's not what happened. Everyone withdrew. We left here a card without an owner. That's not what happened. What happened was everybody got Tamei. So every Pesach, everybody got Tamei. So what do you do with this animal? What do you do with it? Everyone's tummy. Everybody will get their animal on Pesach Sheni. Because they all got tummy now. So what do you do with this animal? So, Oh, so let's continue. Hi, this animal, who de boy Akira? Only this one requires Akira. Haba Alma, but in a general animal, lo boy Akira. Mayek Alamemar, what are you going to say? What do you mean, what are you going to say? Rashi says, Kolomar, Rashi's further down. Kolomar, Masnisa dahacha tiyufte. Why? Dekani, it said Yitzhak Biyat. It said burn it right away. But again, why are you burning it right away? Same, according to him, it's a problem. Ella Amar Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Here's the answer. Hacha over here, the Mayaskinon. What's going on? Kigon Shehufrishu Kodem Chatzos. You designated an animal before Chatzos. Umesu Bailam Achat Chatzos. And everybody died after Chatzos. The Havale Nira. This animal was worth it, was worthwhile. It was near it. It was nothing wrong with it. Then Vinidche, then it got pushed off. How did it get pushed off? Everybody died. The Chal HaNira Vinidche Shuv Eino Choze Vinira. Once it gets pushed off, it can't come back. It can't. There's no way to get it back. There's no way to resurrect it. It got pushed off. That's a rule that we have all the time. Right? What? Now, midi hu taima el l'rav. This entire answer was given to explain Rav about the asham. Harav, amar Rav, balei chayim, ein nidachim. Rav holds that alive things can't be pushed off. Right? A classic example of a thing being pushed off is, let's say you have a chauffeur, and somebody worships the chauffeur. Right? Somebody worships it. The owner of the chauffeur worships the chauffeur. So can that chauffeur be used in Rosh Hashanah? No. Can't. Then what happens is, Erev Rosh Hashanah, this guy does tshuva, and he abandons the chauffeur. He abandons the Avodah Zarah. So can you use the chauffeur now?
No.
Why not?
It's
not
a guy.
What? Right, and let's say, not a guy, but let's say it was a good chauffeur.
Yeah.
Why? So it was pushed off, so that when it gets pushed off, does it ever get resurrected? Once it's pushed off, it's pushed off. How do you get it back?
The guy's the owner.
Right.
And he gives
up. So when the chauffeur was in the store, it was a good chauffeur.
Right.
Guy buys it, worships it. Now it's a Avodah Zarah. Now what does he do? He abandons it. So the question is, if it's Nira v'nidcha, can you ever undo the Nidcha? Right? So that's a discussion. Says the Gemara now, I don't know about chauffeurs, I don't know about anything with wolves, I don't know about all that, but by animals, of course not. Rav holds that animals can't even get pushed off. They're live animals, they can't get pushed off. So that answer is not a good answer. El Amar of Papa, Sir Papa says that like this. Rav really holds that you have to have an Akira. And Pesach, where everybody withdraws, or everybody dies, or everybody becomes Tomei, whatever the case is, they're all the same case. It turns into a carbon shlamim, right? You don't need an akira, and it turns into a carbon shlamim. So why is it sorry for miyad? Why is it yisur for miyad? That's what we're dealing with. Why? Hamani Rabbi Eliezer here. It's Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who said v'chein hashochet acherim l'shem Pesach puzzle. That if you shecht a carbon Pesach for some other intent, it's puzzle. The havile psulo begufo. It's puzzle in its guf itself. Okay. No, so therefore, if you shecht, this was a Pesach, it turns into a shlamim. According to Rabbi Eliezer, that's a psul in the guf, and therefore you burn it right away. E Rabbi Eliezer, he chatas nami michayev, then he should be chayev a chatas. To have a less lay to Rabbi Eliezer, tovid bar mitzvah pater. He doesn't hold tovid bar mitzvah, so he should be chayev a chatas. Elaturgum of Rabbi Yosef, breder of Salah Hasida, commander of Papa. No, one more wrinkle. Hamani, Yosef ben Chunaihi. It must be Yosef ben Chunai. Ditanya. Ditnan. Yosef ben Chunai Omer. Hanishchotim l'shem Pesach. U'l'shem Chatos. If somebody shechts l'shem Pesach or l'shem chatos, psulim, they're pasul. What do you shecht? Oh, any other carbon. I'm sorry. The rest of the year, if you shecht today, a few days before Rosh Hashanah, you shecht an animal l'shem Pesach. And it's not a Pesach, it's not a Pesach today. Or you shecht an animal l'shem chatos. You didn't do it aver, there's no reason to bring a chatos. Psulim, they become pasul. Alma, what do you see? Psulim begufohi. They become pasul in the guf. Umishum hachi, yishuf miyad. Therefore, you have to burn it right away. That's considered a psul in the guf. What's the riot of psul in the guf? If you shakta today, it's something. What do you see? It's a psul in the guf. Upeture, and your putter. Why your putter? Savar la krib Yeshua. Because he holds a krib Yeshua that what? That your tovah dvar mitzvah. And therefore, your putter. Why you burn it right away? Because it's a psul in the guf. Ravashi Amar. Another answer. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi Amar Rav. Damar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka. We hold like him. The Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Baroka Omer. Im Yeshahutz Biyom. Leida. Im Mashku Bailam Etzedeim Oshemesa Oshetbu Chayev. If you have enough time to find out that, hey, everybody here died, or everybody became Tomei, or everybody withdrew, and you were able to find out, and you could have found out, and you didn't find out, you're pater. For ta'abu tzirasa, v'yotzel beis ha'sreifa. And then taka, it goes to the beis ha'sreifa. I'm sorry, chayiv. You're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? Should have found out. You were negligent. V'tu'ubar tzirasa, v'yotzel beis ha'sreifa. And but, you're chayiv. But you're chayiv. My time of why? Lav Mishom the low boy Akira? Isn't it because you don't require Akira? Mimai, who said, Dilma Mishom the Savalak Tana de Be Rabba Baravua. Maybe hold up the following story. Amar the Amar, Afilu Pigle, Nami boy Ubar Tsurasa. Even Pigle requires Ubar Tsura. Not a psul in the guf, even that. The Yalev Avon Minoser. It's a Xira Shava. Dilo Te Mahachi, because if you don't say that, Nitmu Bailim, Mayakulamar, what if everyone becomes Tame? Havadai boy Akira, you for sure require an Akira. Damar v'chiyah bar gamda, nizikor b'yachabura, k'yotra yibayam tzomim eitzim, v'nichol pesach sheni. But we said that Gemara 5 minutes ago. So according to Shmuel, it's not because you don't require an Akira, and therefore we push off Rabbi Ashi's answer, and we're still left with a stira. Ella, the answer is, machvarta k'deshani meikara. What the right answer is, what we said a minute ago, Yosef ben Chunaihi. And the only way to make this Gemara make sense is to say it's the opinion of Yosef ben Chunai, who held what? That if you shecht a Pesach on a different time of the year, what happens? It's pasul. What do you see? It's a psul in the guf. So when you shecht an animal on Erev Pesach without any owners, why are there no owners? Either they died, or they all became tame, or they all withdrew. It's a psul in the guf. And therefore, you are pasul. And therefore, Yisrof Miyad. The psul in the guf, Yisrof Miyad, and Rav makes sense.
There's no eaters.
What do you mean there's no eaters? Why are there no eaters? Because everyone died.
Because they're all old people, they can't eat.
So that's a different story. Because we shechted it originally, they were no good. That's a different story. What would it be? I don't know. Anyway, Hadjun Alach Eil Dvarim. Hadjun Alach Eil Dvarim. Hadjun Alach Eil Dvarim. So tomorrow.